Hey guys, today we're talking Black Girls Who Rock. Tracy Ellis Ross hosts Black Girls Rock, and make sure you stay tuned with Nick and Navi.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Lives, the beat.
All of the boys all over the world.
All of the boys all over the world.
Hey.
You want my love?
Let's go.
Hey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for Black Hollywood Lives, The Beat. I am joined in studio by Poppy Watts.
You see it in the building. We got Nick and Navi in the building.
I'm ready. Hey.
I've been trying to get y'all in for a year.
I know, it's been a while. We finally made it. And we're so excited to be here.
We got some new music.
Yes.
These girls had me twerking and winding all this week, y'all.
Dutty wine. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So you guys are friends of Sia Amun,
yes.
A friend of us over here at The Beat.
Yes.
That's actually how I found you guys. She was doing these every once a month, these little get-togethers where artists just come up and just perform, and I saw y'all, and y'all blew me away.
Thank you.
I remember coming up to y'all being like, y'all were so cute. I don't want to come off as a stalker, but I love y'all.
And it was a good night.
That was a great night.
Yes.
And I'm excited to see where your music has gone.
Yeah, well, you know what? We've started to embrace our culture, which is we're Jamaican.
Yeah.
So now the sound and the music is reggae R&B.
Mm.
We like to call it Island B. So the foundation of the music is definitely R&B, but we have influence of reggae dancehall, some soca, reggae roots, kind of blended in the music, so it creates this really cool island sound.
Boom. And now the song we're listening to right now is called Champion.
Champion.
Can we get that up a little more?
Yeah.
All right, so I've been thunderclapping all weekend, y'all. I just have to have, before we get into the trending topics here, Apple Music done gave me a 3-month subscription, y'all.
Hey.
I'm acting like they just gave it to me, but y'all can get a 3-month subscription too for free. I'm obsessed. Have you guys used Apple Music?
I have not used it yet.
I was Bootsy. I did Tidal for a while.
How did you like Tidal?
Well, girl, I mean,
keep it real.
I enjoy listening to Nicki Minaj, Beyonce.
Well, Nicki Navy's on Tidal too, though.
Yeah,
you know?
We're on Tidal. Hey, cheers to that.
My thing with Tidal, I think I joined right at the beginning, and so there weren't that many artists on board, and so it was like when my $20 was coming, I was like, wait, for what?
Yeah.
Hold on. But I got to say, Apple Music, as a DJ, within 4 days, I have like 120 playlists
that I have
created because I'm music ADD, so finally I can...
Right.
Put it to use.
Yeah,
Apple's
definitely kind of running the game on the music front. But Tidal had like a lot of kinks to work out. I feel like at the beginning, when you first signed up, I feel like a lot of the consumers who signed up first kind of took the short end of the stick. What do y'all think?
Yeah, I agree with that.
But they grew.
I think it was so new though, and people really didn't know how to process it. It was still really new, so.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, what's not new is the Black Girls Rock.
Yes.
You guys can check that out on BET. I think it's the 5th of April. It's hosted by Tracy Ellis Ross. And the coolest part about this is Rihanna is getting the Rock Star Award.
Yes, she is. Go Rihanna.
Island
girls run it.
Okay. Yeah. Hopefully, maybe we might get a performance out of it. I doubt it, but.
We never know.
Yeah.
I just need more performance from Rihanna.
Yeah, I think because of the whole thing that happened at the Grammys, too, this would be a good time for her to just kind of get out there and just be bam, here it is. And then Work being number one right now.
Number one
only
everywhere.
Right for her to do that.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the single Work when it dropped?
I loved it. It was refreshing for me because I feel like everybody wanted Rihanna to go back to that island sound and just back to her roots. and everybody was like craving like a song like that from her. So she definitely like provided that. And you know, it benefits artists like my sister and I because we kind of have like a similar style where we do like island infused music. So it just makes it a bit more appealing on the ear for people to like receive the sound and be like open to it and excited about
and
it.
And also easier for DJs to mix your track.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Feel free to mix that song there.
Feel free. All right. Another cool situation that happened was this past Saturday, Jessica Care Moore Foundation did their 12th annual Black Women Rock. And this is a little different where they focus on black women in legit rock and roll music. So they honored Beyonce's guitarist, Divinity Rocks, Prince and Cyndi Lauper's guitarist Kat Dyson, and also The Voice Season 10 finalist Kimberly Nicole. It's a really cool foundation that they have. Every year they do this. They have little programs where you can go learn different things about the music industry from these leaders. So just out there promoting, we were talking about how just giving people new leaders, new visions, and new sounds. You know, you don't think of when you think of rock and roll, you kind of picture a face with it. So to be able to take that and paint it with different colors is
I think it's a beautiful thing. And too, like, we grew up in Chicago, so we always had, like, an after-school program or something to go to that was, like, creative or at least gave us that creative outlet. Right. And it wasn't just R&B or hip-hop specific. Mm-hmm. There was, you know, different genres that we can kind of get our hands into and feel like we were a part of that culture as well. So I think it's great that they're doing this all over again and, like, giving young people a platform to just kind of be creative.
Express themselves differently other than, you know, rapping and singing.
They feel like they can do anything.
Express yourself. Well, someone who's expressing themselves a little bit too much on Twitter, and I ain't talking Kanye. I'm just kidding. I love him. LL Cool J. I know this is a Black Women Rock episode, but LL Cool J know how to rock with some black girls too. And when he licked them lips, it turns into a homeless. So LL Cool J came out to basically say he's coming out of retirement, and we might get Greatest of All Time Part 2.
Wow.
I think that's fly, man. I think LL's probably, of any rap artist, he's probably had the best longevity.
Yeah.
As far as like being in the game. Yeah. Like, he's been around since what, like 86, 87?
Yeah.
He dropped radio in like 87, so it's 2017.
So don't call it a comeback.
There you go.
Okay.
Don't call it a comeback. Yeah, that'll be fine.
So that's cool for LL.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine what the sound's going to be, but actually, what was his last album? The one, it was the red cover, and he had like a
10, song. I think it was. Was it 10?
And it had like a every
had
song had
Paradise on it with Amy.
And Mary J. Blige was on it.
Yeah.
He did some stuff with like Pharrell too, right?
Yeah.
Was that project?
Was it that one? And
you talking about the one with Timbaland?
The Lose Control.
Like,
no, I'm not
with
talking
J-Lo.
About that.
With J-Lo. Ooh,
that was 10?
Todd Smith.
Yes.
I want to get a grown version of that in 2016. Yeah. There y'all go. I've been checking that LL, right? Moving on. Carrie Hilson also has a new, finally. She done stepped out of her mutinism. And but she says she's going to give us all the answers as far as, because I mean, a lot of people were saying the whole Beyonce thing kind of put her underway.
Right.
Or some people are saying she found love
in
a hopeless place.
She looks so happy.
She does.
Carrie Hilson looks so happy. And we've been fans of Carrie Hilson since her writing days.
She's coming back. I'm so happy she's coming back. I can't
it's
wait
time.
To, you know, hear her new sound, what she's come up with. She's an incredible writer, so I think it's going to be dope.
And it's just like the Beyonce thing is like, it's Carrie Hilson. No one's comparing Beyonce and Carrie Hilson.
Yeah,
that's
it's
like
apples
and oranges.
Very
different.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I love Carrie. I'm excited to see what she's going to do. The album's going to be called Liar, L-I-A-R.
Mm.
And then the single is Again, which we'll get on Friday. So I don't even know what we're going to get for a sound from this. Hopefully, I don't want Pretty Girl Rock.
Yeah,
no.
But she's a chameleon.
But
she can do anything, I feel like.
She's very
versatile.
Nora the other day,
and threw it back.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, hey,
uh-huh.
Yes, slow dance. Oh.
So are we gonna want a ballad from her for a single?
I think she should have a ballad or two.
But not too ballady, if that makes any sense.
No,
I still want to kind of slow wind to it and do my little thing, you know?
Yeah. Good mid-tempos, you know?
All right.
Okay.
So now I'm going to play some music videos for you guys.
Okay.
And I need open, honest feedback. What you thought of the video, creativity-wise, what you thought of the sound. The first one is Yuna, and her single's called Places to Go. Let's take a look. I got places to go. Acting like they feeling my pain. I got places to go.
I feel like we should get together then. Maybe I'll feel so much better. And this rainy weather ain't helping. Boys in leather jackets, they are walking by. Yeah, they remind me. Just wanna fly away and ignore this, yeah. I just wanna call it quits, I'ma quit this. While he's out there taking his, I just need someone to break this wall of bricks I've built, yeah. So I wanna know, what's the weather like in Toronto?
Alright, you know, places to go. So the video starts off with her talking and kind of this little montage of her getting on an airplane and just kind of figuring out where she needs to go. And then at the end of that, it's just basically her running in slow motion throughout the whole video. What are we thinking about the sound?
I love that she referenced like a hip-hop sample into the track. It kind of gives you that old school, like, New York, like, vibe, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, real street. I love that.
Quest,
yeah,
sound.
I love that. Yeah, her vocals really made it soft and pretty, and yeah, I like the combination for sure.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
That's an interesting mix, because a lot of times you hear the rappers sampling the
exactly.
old
right.
R&B. So it's definitely a dope switch. I think I like her tone. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like the record. It's fly. I would have liked to have seen her. And yeah,
I agree.
The video was... The song's better than the
video. But that could be a cool thing. It's mystery. Because a lot of times when people see the artist, they already have a perception of what type of music they do. And so when you see her and you put the music together, it's totally different. I've actually seen what she looks like. And I wouldn't have thought that she did music like this at all. You know, so I think it's really, really cool and interesting.
Places to go, Yuna. All right, so this next one, we were actually kind of talking about this. So it's by a producer called Written. The song is called Rinse and Repeat, and the singer is Kahlo. So this is a very European kind of club vibey dance track. I'm going to let you guys take a look. The song is Rinse and Repeat.
Time to make the club go up. Time to shut the club down. This is not how I woke up, but it's how I look now. If you leave with me, we'll be on till morn. Then we rinse and repeat, and it just goes on. Time to make the club go up. Time to shut the club down. This is not how I woke up, but it's how I look now. If you leave with me, we'll be on till morn. Then we rinse and repeat, and it just goes on. And it just goes on. Time to make the club go up. Time to shut the club down. This is not how I woke up, but it's how I look now. If you leave with me, we'll be on till morn. Then we rinse and repeat. And it just goes on.
Alright, we have Rinse and Repeat. Rinse and Repeat. Kahlo, what are y'all thinking of that track right there?
I love it. It probably wasn't about to vogue right now. You know what I mean? I really like it.
Yeah, it's fun.
I love how repetitive it is. I felt like I knew the words. The same time around. Felt good, so.
And she's a very different artist than that. So I went and checked out some of her stuff, and this was very different for her. But I love seeing the crossover mix. Yeah. What were you thinking about it?
I thought it was cool. It reminded me of like walking into like Urban Outfitters or something.
Good music to shop to. Okay. Yeah.
That's actually what I wanted to say about the Yuma one. It was interesting to see that type of video like that, because you would never think to take a song like Places to Go, because it has a little slower tone to it. You never think to put that in a spot for like an ad, but that almost could have been a Nike commercial.
Yeah.
Could have been Adidas.
I thought that when I seen it.
And all
like
of us were zoned in, and all we're watching is these slow ass sneakers across the man. We're like,
that's true.
Yeah, good visual.
But yeah, this one, child, I would have bought all the pants
at. Oh, too. You know, your dressing room like that. You know, you're looking like killing with this one.
The ignorant urban outfit is y'all. I've been dancing all on the bars and everything. I can't. Okay. I've been kicked out. All right. I had to put this one up because I've been jamming to it all week. I posted it all over Twitter. It's K. Michelle off her new album. And the song is called Mindful, and it's a different approach than K. Michelle has taken in the past.
Okay.
Let's take a look at the video.
Who the fuck told y'all hoes to open up? Yup, that's enough. I'm coming straight from the good. I ain't playing who that. Hold up. Tell that bitch to move back. Slow up. Fuck that nigga, fuck that bitch that he with. I got my own money, ain't nobody giving me shit. I'm the original, I'm the one that be cooking that shit. She keep saying that I'm stealing, I'ma look at that bitch like who that? Hold up.
Security.
Tell that bitch to move back. Slow up. For real. I mean for real. I'ma hit the win and shit. Your little man got me leaving the building, bitch. I mean for real. I probably would've killed this shit. I mean for real. But do you even feel this shit? You keep saying you the illest bitch, but I still feel like Uma Thurman and Kill Bill. If you was determined to still feel like you was deserving to be real, then you would've learned it a long time ago. I prime a hoe. I done got into it with all kind of hoes.
All think right, K. Michelle, like Mindful. I feel like
she was so here for it. Too bad. Yes, so here for it. You go, K.
You're into it?
You know what I like about this record? Like, you see you hear her other songs, and like, she's this hopeless romantic, she's all about love, and, you know, you see this, and it's her personality, yep. What you watch on TV, that, you know what I mean? Like, so, I'm here for it.
And I love the live feel of the music, like that guitar, like, that sounds so good in there.
It gives me Stevie J.
Does it?
It probably was.
You know what I mean? Stood you in my Kodak. Right.
Watch out!
What is it?
It is her personality, though. Yeah. It's good.
I think it's good. What do you think?
It was hot.
Yeah.
I liked it. I like it. I think, like you said, I think it's her.
Yeah.
And the sound is fly. I like it.
I like it. The club pop into that.
Yeah.
The club. Like, girls just being like, this is my song. Right. Like, they just push their boyfriend down just because they feel like
it. Like, hit the floor with the girls.
Mm-hmm. So. I love it. It gives me early 2000s feel. Like, when the Nellies was coming out. Sierra Goodies era.
Yeah.
That's what it gives me.
It feels good.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm into this. All right,
I like it. You go, K. Michelle.
Yes. All right. Alright, y'all. Let's talk about it.
Let's get in.
Nick and Abby.
Yes.
Y'all dropped this video. It's called Stay.
Yes, it is.
And when I tell you, I received my life.
Yes.
Upon watching this video.
Because
I'm watching it. I'm gonna describe it to you guys before. We can take a look. I'm watching it, and you know, you hear the vocals, and you're like, ooh, smooth, yeah. And then you're seeing the visual, and you're like, wow, they're cool, they're funky, they're beautiful. And then the breakdown happens, y'all. And when I tell you, they done made my body move in ways.
Yes.
That a man even made me move my body. Let's take a look. The song is called Stay.
You need love from me anytime. Don't hesitate to dial up my line. 555-0325. I'll be waiting all the time. Don't worry, I can be the girl of your dreams. I can fulfill every fantasy. I can be the only one that you need. Boy, that's so neat. Trust and believe that you gon' wanna stay. Cause boy, I dip in love. And then you gon' wanna stay. It's a bad one. I can provide love so good, boy, and I mean no lie.
put me to the test and me pass every time. Oh yes, me body shape so neat like a gym. Beauty and brings me out of cream that like cream. Genie in the bottle, wipe me up for you. Wish me a girl like your dreams. Now you can picture this baby stage. Cause boy, I get good love and you go.
Hey. What are you thinking?
I like it.
Right?
I like it. Y'all are cute.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I like your sound.
I mean, that's what I'm doing.
And it's different.
You like that the video was directed? Yeah. Okay.
I see you pull the brim down. He come in here with his arms cut off. She's like...
You know, you're trying to get his hand.
No, the video was directed by Tyron Redd. He came, we all came together actually with the concept, and he helped us bring it to life. So we're
I love
really
it because it's simple, but it's clean, it's classic, it's elegant. I love all of it. Like, I feel like I could be like flip through a Vogue magazine with like the shoots that you guys
did. Thank you, Jesse. That means a lot. That means a lot. Yeah, the record was produced by D'Angelo DZ Baby Sherman. He actually did the record Champion that we listened to coming into the show. So
that's what we need. Yeah. We need to get him in studio.
We need to get you in here, DZ.
Okay.
Where you at, though?
So you guys are releasing an EP called Mood?
Yes. So the actual release date for the EP is April 1st. However, we will be having a listening party March 19th, this Saturday, at the Charleston House. So everyone is welcome to come. Yes.
We finna be up in there.
Like, Hollywood Live is going to be in the building.
Tipsy.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, I don't get tipsy because, you know, the open bar.
Open bar, 9 to 10. Yeah. It's going to be great food, great music. So, you come at 10. He's going to be at the bar.
8:45.
We have some great musicians playing behind us. They're called The Catalysts. So, they're a band that they're straight from Inglewood. So, really great and talented musicians. And DJ Ivy is going to be on the ones and twos.
Hey.
That's dope.
It's going to be a good time.
They're awesome. Some amazing live performers, y'all. And I can't even imagine what we're gonna see, because it was like where I first saw you guys performing, it was such a like intimate, like quiet, like little night. So vocally, it was incredible. So I can't even imagine to this, like,
it's gonna be lit. It's
rub
gonna
down,
be real
rub
nice.
Down, yeah, bedding and everything.
It's gonna be nice.
So you guys have a bunch of shows lined up too.
Yeah, we have a few shows. So
where can everyone check you guys?
Besides the listening party, actually, you guys can go to nickandnavy.com. That's Navy with the I. If you guys want to see where we're at, what we're up to, what we're doing, and sign up to our mailing list to get free exclusive news on what's happening with us. But on the 22nd, we will be in Long Beach at the Prospector. On the 24th, we'll be at the
Independence.
It's Independence,
yes,
like
for
Independence
indie
Day.
Indie artists. So.
In Los Angeles. And on 420, we will be at Hollyblaze.
Hollyblaze. Hey. Boom, boom, boom. 420.
Yeah. So if anything comes up before or after any of that, be sure to check out our website, nickandnavy.com.
All right. So you guys have Mood EP. So with this EP, what are the fans going to really get? Or people who maybe haven't heard your music before, what is this EP going to really deliver to the listener?
That's a good question.
Have a good answer.
But yeah, we have a great answer.
We do. Wait a minute. Let me get it together now. I'm just kidding. This project is really important to us because we're reintroducing ourselves. Prior, we were a group named Perfect Harmony, where we did mostly R&B, but still had island flavors here and there. This one is tapping more into who we are now as artists. The growth it represents, the growth in our sound
is. You can hear that we have found our niche and our identity in our music.
Right.
So for
but you
us,
guys went home.
Yeah.
We went to Jamaica.
A few times. Was at our grandma's. You know, our dad took us into the town. When we just got, we became one with our culture and who we were. It felt like our music needed to represent that.
Do you feel like, you know, you guys said you were in a group before. Do you feel like you had to get back into that? Because being in L.A., I mean, I know I'm obviously not a singer or nothing, but I can imagine with just being a creative self, being in LA, and when you have an identity out here, you're meeting so many different identities and personalities that you need to go back to that rock
you
have to get that sound
you
back.
You have to be confident in who you are as an artist, as a person, and confident in what you're doing. It's so easy to be persuaded to do other things or feel like you have to, you know, follow the trend in order to be relevant. But we decided that we needed to go back to our roots, stay true to that, and the people will rock with us regardless. You know what I mean? Right. So that
no matter what we sound like, no matter what we look like, you know, because all those things are factors into this industry. You know, they want you to have a certain look, a certain sound, and be a certain way. And we represent something a tad bit different than what's out there right now. We're chocolate girls, you know, and our tone,
beautiful chocolate girls. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And our tone is a bit different, you know, from what's out right now. So to me, I'm really excited to see how people are going to receive this. You know, and how they're going to react to the music, which I'm sure they're going to enjoy.
Slash.
Because it's really good. So I'm really proud of this product. It'll
so put it's, you in it's, different yeah, moods. It is. It's fun music. So we do have some love songs. We do have some party anthems. We do have some empowerment records. We have some songs for the fellas, too, to, you know, let you know, like, you can do whatever you want to do. You know what I mean? You
very don't be bass heavy.
Very bass heavy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
at least you got to spread positive love to the fellas.
We plant seeds all over the place. Yeah. You got to.
Johnny Appleseed's
project.
But we do have those records you can't get ratchet to, and you can wind up.
Which we're going to listen to one right now called Dem Boys.
Dem Boys.
Tell me a little bit about this track.
So Dem Boys was produced by Tristyles Boston. It's a new producer that we work with. And honestly, we just went into the studio and just had fun with the record. It's just fun.
Let's take a listen.
They be waiting for me at the every show. I be with my girls, they be chilling by the door. Can't give them a little bit cause they be wanting more.
Oh my god, you guys are about to shit on ever.
Yeah.
They be like, bring that ass here. I be like, life ain't fair. I know this dress is killing me.
There. I know you feel about music like this. Hey. I'm reading it. I'll be like, hey. She dance like that in the club.
Oh my god, no, we're going up.
Yeah, you get it. Saturday, you always see a different vibe. Like, why
does it? Wait, okay, so do you guys already have, like, backup dancers and all that? Like?
No backup dancers. No. We gonna vibe out.
I'll be the backup dancer.
Yeah,
she do her verse, I'll be back here.
Yeah, we gonna switch it off, all right. You know? We gonna switch it off. But the crowd's gonna be the background dancers. Y'all gonna be feeling it. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good time.
All right, so we Dem Boys, Champion, Stay. Now, you said we're gonna get a second single next week.
Next week. It's called Bomb. It was produced by Brandon Cordova.
He's actually a part of the Catalyst, so the band that's going to be performing with us, he produced it. And it has more of a chill, laid-back vibe to it, but you still get that reggae flavor.
Yeah.
So
we're doing some Chi-Town elements, which is where we were born.
Yay.
Shout out to Chicago, me too. Hey,
yo, you from Chicago?
East side, what I do?
Southside, 100.
Relatability factors. all right, so you guys have also, you know, we're just going to brush over this quickly, you know, so you guys can go out there and give the girls some Google hits. So what we're going to do is, you guys, even though you don't, we're here talking about the EP Mood. I heard a track that you guys did overseas.
Yes.
So it's with these two female DJs.
Yes.
What was their names?
Gianni and Luna.
Gianni and Luna. Mm-hmm. And the track kind of had, and the title of the track is?
I Want to See You Dance.
I Want to See You Dance.
Yes.
Can we pull that up? Nick and Navi, I Want to See You Dance on YouTube. All right, so talk to us about how you, because this is a very different sound.
Yes.
Yes.
But it kind of brings me back to the video that we were talking about with Kahlo, the Rinse and Repeat video, where she stepped out of her normal tone. Mm-hmm. And mixed with a whole different type of fusion of music, and that's kind of similar to what you guys did with this. So how did you guys get involved?
I'll make a long story short. We did a small tour with a reggae artist named Albarozzi. We actually have a few songs with him. And we went on the tour. We sang a few Bob Marley covers. It was a really great experience. And their management, Plum Music, reached out to us and said, hey, there's these Italian DJs. They're always looking for great new talent, and we think that your voices will be great with the music that they're putting out this coming year.
So they emailed us a track with the song, and I said, now this isn't music that we usually do, but I didn't want to be closed-minded and say, like, oh, you know, we ain't messing with it. So I figured, you know, how can we flip this and make it our own? So we went in the studio, we laid it down,
It came out great, but to them it was a bit urban.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, they was like, you know, you kind of got to tone it down a bit. You know, we're going to kind of do our own thing with it, and then we'll send you the record back. I was like, okay, you know how it is. You're an artist, and you're sensitive about your stuff, so it's just like,
oh,
okay.
My shit.
Like, right. So it's just like, okay, we're excited
song,
to see
Yeah, the song was released on Spotify, iTunes, and even though it's a bit different from what we're used to, we embraced it, and, you know, we're rocking with the record, and... So you guys check it out. Let us know what y'all think.
Let's take a listen. It's called I Wanna See You Dance. Bitch, I'll be in the club. Like, I see this on a soundtrack for, like, a movie.
Yeah, or a commercial. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, walk into like Old Navy, like...
Yeah, Old Navy commercial, for sure. Yeah. They dance on the Old Navy commercials. I'm not mad at that.
With the family.
Right.
Yeah.
They just left the beach or something.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Know?
Look at y'all. We're making their money.
Old Navy.
I need 2% off of that. So I Wanna See You Dance. Make sure you guys check that out. It's available on iTunes.
It's on iTunes and Spotify as well. So make sure you guys get into that.
These girls can do everything, y'all. Right. And to prove even further what they can do,
uh-oh,
I done asked them if they can sing live. Y'all know here... Look at them. Y'all know here at the B, if they only sing on live here at the B, it means that they probably didn't want to. Because I ask.
Okay.
Right.
So, lady, what are you guys gonna sing for us?
We're just gonna do the hook to stay.
Boom. It's our single right now. We jam to it. The video's out.
Video's out. It's on SoundCloud. It's on the website.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, live here at Black Hollywood Lives, the beat, Nick and Navy.
Stay. Cause boy, I give good love and you gon' wanna stay. It's a fair opening, it's a fair opening, boy, you gon' wanna stay. Ay. Cause boy, I give good love and you gon' wanna stay. It's a fair opening, it's a fair one, and you gon' bring it back, baby, kick up,
stay.
Bring it back,
stay.
Baby, kick up, rewind, bring it back,
stay.
Baby, kick up,
stay,
rewind,
stay.
Kick up, rewind, kick up, rewind.
Yeah! Yes. All right, so ladies, where can everyone follow you? Where can they stay in touch with you?
All of our search engines are Nick and Navy. So that's NickAndNavi. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. What else is there?
SoundCloud.
Snapchat.
Nick and Navy.
And the EP Mood drops
April 1st.
April, and it ain't April Fool's, y'all. So
no,
sure.
It's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
Damn, that should have came in heavy with the horn.
I know
set.
What the horn said.
Yeah, Flex to drop a bomb on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mood, the second
Mood.
Single comes out next Monday.
It comes out next week, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Mood. EP.
Bomb.
Single. Producer, Brandon Cordova. Tristan Tristiles, Boston, D'Angelo Deezy, Baby Sherman.
But to keep y'all satisfied for now, go check out Stay, available on iTunes and also on
YouTube,
SoundCloud, YouTube, and our website, nickandnavy.com.
Yep. Boom. Thank you, girls, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You guys got to come back after
of
the release.
Of course.
Well, definitely.
We're going to be a hot mess on Saturday.
Man.
So we'll see y'all there. Where can everyone hit you up?
Follow me at Poppy Watts, P-A-P-I Watts, W-A-T-T-S, on all my social media.
Boom.
And go get Nick and Navy's new single.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Also, make sure you guys check us out at BHL Online on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J and The Beat across all social media, BHL The Beat. Check us out. Till next week, peace.
Peace out.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram us at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.